release the Kraken!
It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
Welcome to CWE Saturday Night, baby. Where the big boys play.
It's Saturday night.
Where the big boys play with each other. Welcome to the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is our website. I am Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Can I get a what?
What? What? Oh, Kevin.
What?
What? And Steve.
Why am I last all the time now?
I'm just kind of going as I see him.
Oh.
You're gay.
Well, I'm saving the best for last.
He wants to be before you, is what he said.
He's doing the American thing and reading right to left.
Oh. Huh?
Okay.
Oh. Or do the Asian thing and read light to reft. Or reft to light.
Waka waka.
CWERadio.com. We stream live, typically on a Saturday. I mean,
what?
Sunday. Atypically, it is a Saturday.
Dumbass shit.
Tomorrow is the Superb Owl.
Would have been superb. Our second annual Superb Owl.
Well, unfortunately, somebody here, I'm not going to name names, Kevin.
Oh, hi. But, I'm not going to name names, but his initials are...
Deviled eggs!
They, Kevin.
He pretty much Ultimate Warriored us. Basically saying, if we do a show on the Super Bowl, he's going to no-show.
Hey, you know.
Or a Psycho Sid, if you do a show on the day of softball, he will no-show.
Yeah.
Look, my aunt makes killer deviled eggs.
Hey.
And the best pasta salad I've ever eaten in my life.
Best.
By the way, Jimmy was going to make us deviled eggs, but she caught the flu.
Yeah, I don't want her flu-laden fucking booger eggs. Yeah.
Booger eggs.
Flu-laden booger eggs.
I don't want those booger eggs.
Booger, baby. So she finally got the flu?
She finally got it.
Everybody in fucking America had this flu, and she's just getting it now?
Well, my daughter, my middle child got it from school. And
shoot
brought
her.
Home. Shoot her out
back.
You
got three of them.
But, yeah, she brought it home with school from school with her.
Oh, she must have caught it after I whooped her ass in bowling.
Damn.
You guys went bowling without me?
What?
You guys went bowling without me?
It was kind of a last minute thing.
I was not there. I wasn't invited.
I wasn't either.
No, it was my little sister's birthday.
Oh.
So me and
I love your little sister. Why wasn't I invited?
I messaged was down.
So my brother and I.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I love your brother.
I invited you. It's probably.
I love.
Got lost in transit.
Okay. We took her bowling, and my chick happened to be hanging out with Steve's wife. Ooh. So they came and joined us for the last game.
Why not? Was this over at Brunswick here?
We actually went there.
Yeah.
And there was...
League night.
No, it wasn't league night.
Hate league nights.
But we were number 5 on the waiting list.
Oh.
And also waiting, Walt Flanagan.
Hmm.
Yeah.
From Comic Book Men.
Yes. Hmm. So we put our name on the list and then left.
I think he lives in Port Monmouth.
Yeah.
Imagine to this very minute, they're like, Kevin, party of 6.
Is there a Kevin?
Time foul 4?
So we went to the place that smells like Chinese food. Over that bowling alley.
Oh with the sign on the lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got tipped over in Sandy and they never bothered to stand it up.
Mm. Every time I go past there, there's never anybody there.
Never.
Whenever I pass there, when I see that sign in the grass, I just picture Sandy blowing through going, "See you, right?"
It is. Well, their sign is a giant bowling pin. So, yeah, that works very well.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever even been in there.
Oh, well, there's a Chinese restaurant in the bowling alley. Mm. So the entire place smells like Chinese food.
That's good. Not a bad thing.
It smells like Chinese food and 7-Elevens.
Yeah. Except the only bad part is when you go to the little bar they have and try to order a drink. And then they say, "Shit there." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, what?
Shit there?
Shit there." And I'm like, "One more time, please.
What the fuck you call me?
Shit. Darr.
Ah.
Shit, Derek.
You'll be here 4 hours.
You shit now."
Basically.
And then there was these group of kids playing next to us with the bumpers up. And one little like Filipino asshole decided that he was going to try to throw the ball. And it got wedged between the bumper and
natural rail.
Yeah. So... he tells a girl to run down the lane and get it.
No. Nope.
Smart.
But when the girl's bracing herself to go down the lane, he tells another girl to go up and tell the lady at the front desk that it's stuck. So as soon as the lady looks on the lane, there's another girl pulling the ball out, and she gets on the microphone. "Hey, hey, you can't be on there.
Get the fuck off the lane, asshole.
I'll kick you out."
And she's like, but the ball's stuck. There's a ball stuck here.
You're going to have a ball stuck up your cunt if you don't get out of there.
Ooh. I love bowling.
Bowling's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe that's what we should do right
now. I would actually join a bowling league.
Paul Friedman on Facebook says, "If you get a strike, do you get a complimentary fortune cookie?"
That's a good idea.
You should. Mm.
Well, I certainly didn't when I got all those strikes while whooping your wife's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She fucking brags.
She's got the Chinese flu.
No, she's like a bragger.
Does she cheat at bowling, too?
No, she's a bragger.
Yeah.
I bowl a 154.
No, she's a bragger.
Is that good?
She'll be like, "Oh, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm so good at bowling. One time I got like a 300 on Wii bowling." And then
basically the same thing.
And then she gets there, and I think literally the last time I went with her and the kids was last weekend, and my daughters beat her.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
And I got like a 220 or some shit.
Damn.
I must say, I got a 300 on Xbox Kinect bowling.
Ooh.
And I was very happy with myself.
Mm.
Very pleased with you.
Very, very nice. And what I like is actually, if you rearrange this room, you could actually play Wii bowling from the toilet.
Nice.
It's been done.
Wow. It's been done.
Everything's been done here. So, bowling, huh?
Yeah, bowling. You guys, it's probably one of the most useless holidays of all time today.
Really?
Holocaust Remembrance Day?
I took off of work for today.
For today?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, for this holiday?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Groundhog's Day.
No!
Wait, groundhogs?
No.
Yeah, for all of them. There's two of them now.
No, you're wrong.
What is it?
It's National Pro Wrestling Day.
Oh.
When did that happen?
Oh.
Well, some assholes decided that they were going to run a huge show in Philly and invite like every other indie promotion that runs in the country.
But the one that just folded.
Yeah. And it's a but it's a completely free show that I don't give a shit about.
That's in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yet every wrestler that I know that wasn't booked on it is wishing everyone else a happy National Pro Wrestling Day.
I didn't even know about it.
And it's so fucking annoying.
I didn't even know about it.
It's like, well, there's really no names on the card either. Tommy Dreamer, I think, is the most recognizable person there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And then
tell
it's
the bad news.
There's a handful of And actually he's not even on the night show.
What are you doing?
I'm out and I'm
You're
not liking
out.
This.
Tommy Dreamer's not even on the night show there. He's actually wrestling for a reputable company. the Wild Samoans wrestling company,
nice.
WXW, in Allentown.
That's where to be.
Allentown?
Yeah. So he probably just showed up for the afternoon
and
thing
I'm
they were doing.
And
then
here in Allentown.
I'm waiting to get booked on that shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe you can do the Kaiju battle.
I almost worked for Kaiju.
Really?
True story.
Doing what?
See, now when you said that, I immediately thought like a pulled pork sandwich with a jus sauce.
Wow.
What? You're really hungry, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sonic. I eat nothing all day.
Sonic.
There is a Kaiju match on National Pro Wrestling Day, and Kaiju is a wrestling company. I think they started in Boston.
Okay.
With guys who dress in big monster suits.
Yes.
And rather than have a ring, it was like a stage with fake buildings and
stuff.
Wait
a minute. Are you just talking about Gwar?
It's like Gwar if they fought each other.
And
the
if,
King of the Monsters?
And if rather than being monsters, they had very specific monsters. Like there's a
there's a Godzilla.
There was
character.
Kung Fu Chicken Noodle, which was like a ninja soup can.
Wow.
There was Los Plantanos, which were two guys dressed as plantains.
Nice.
I love plantains.
Plantanos.
There's a there was like a baked potato. I can't remember what the name was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just baked potato.
Spuds McKenzie.
But it was it was a guy in a
Sputnik
in a big suit that looked like it was wrapped in aluminum foil.
Darth Tater.
And they would fight in a ring with no ropes, and cardboard buildings were up. Yeah.
So it sounds like King of the Monsters, the
it's
old
very
Neo Geo game.
Yeah.
Ever see that?
But don't think like good monster things. It's like Power Ranger monsters.
Yeah, yeah.
Like where it's obviously somebody in the
suit. I remember watching a YouTube video that somebody put up of a kaiju match, and it was a cage match. They're doing it in a cage.
Nice.
And one
like
of the
doing it.
And the one thing that really stood out to me was one of the characters was a slug. And fucking keeping the kayfabe, he slowly crawled his way down the ramp to the ring. Slithered up the side incredibly, like this was the throughout the course of the entire match, went up the side of the cage from the outside, made it up and over, went down the other side, and then fell into the ring and just didn't move.
Did they finish him with salt?
I was just gonna say, and then Salt Man came out and kicked
the moon salt.
Oh my goodness. Man. I didn't even know they were still around. I remember seeing them, years ago.
Well, I know they did a few things with another wrestling company called Chikara,
mm-hmm.
Which they're silly in their own right.
That makes sense.
With a lot of gimmicks and stuff. Just not nearly as far as Kaiju
more
goes.
Legitimate wrestling.
Yeah. A lot of Lucha Libre influenced stuff, a lot of masked wrestlers. And the guy who, as far as I know, ran Kaiju became a part of Chikara. Mm. But I didn't think Kaiju ran anymore. The last show I know they did, I think, was 2009 in New York City. But beyond that, I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Joe Gertner was involved with them, too.
Ah.
That was another interesting thing.
That guy.
Yeah.
That dude.
The quintessential stud muffin.
Nice. So what's going on with Sonic today?
We're eating it, and a lot of it.
I can't.
It's half-price hot dog day.
So I guess we're going after the show.
Immediately. I don't even plan on
breaking down.
Yeah. And then we're going to a bar and enjoy ourselves.
Are we eating at Sonic?
Why not? We should hop in one car.
I hate eating in cars.
It is really inconvenient.
There's
outdoor
seating inside?
No,
there's
you can't
no
go
inside.
Inside.
It's just
no,
yeah.
It's just
there's
drive
a patio.
That's the gimmick. Yeah. You don't go inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can bring it back here.
That's what I'm doing. If I have to walk, I'm doing that.
Oh, wow. Well, I did partake in some Sonic.
Twice.
What? Twice this week?
Yeah.
You fucking pig.
Once yesterday.
First off, I'm disappointed.
Why?
Because I wanted to break the cherry with you.
I've already had Sonic prior.
So? This was supposed to be a gimmick, and you fucked it up.
Well, I have to admit, I had Sonic as well.
Say?
But I didn't go.
Matt, now you've never had it, right?
Not once.
My brother.
I almost did.
My brother an extra foot long.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, I went there, and something interesting happened. I was discussing with Matt.
Black people?
Disgusting?
Actually, yes. It does involve black people.
Why they gravitate to it.
For those of you that are not familiar with Sonic.
They gravitate to Sonic.
You can either go in the drive-thru or there's these little, what would you call them?
Awnings.
Yeah, they're like little awnings. You pull in, and there's a menu right outside your window.
There's like a perfect kiosk word for it.
I know.
I don't think of it as you do it.
But and they
it's
have
like
the
a
menu.
Corral.
A port.
Corral.
Sure. Mm-hmm. A carport.
Yeah.
And you push a button, and then they talk to you. You order. And then there's a little slot for your credit card if you want to pay with credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And so this woman, I ordered my food. I was waiting.
What if you want to pay with, like, straight-up sperm?
Well, might be a problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
So I got waiting for my food, and there's this old woman next to me with some kids in her car. She looked like she was straight out of the burg. So,
she had no teeth.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. And she's ordering loudly, and then she goes to pay with a car, and she goes, "It's credit." He's like, "Okay, just swipe it, and it'll tell you what to do." So she swipes it, and she's like, "No, I don't want to put my PIN in. I want it to be credit." And so he said something, and I think he reset it for her, whatever. And she kept saying, like, "I don't want to put my PIN in. I don't." And then she goes, "There's a bunch of black people over there."
And you can hear this.
Yeah, she was right next to me. There's not a lot. There's very small space between each port.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a family of black people wandering around, walking.
Aimlessly.
Yeah, like, between the cars and stuff. Mm-hmm.
They were waiting. You know what? They were waiting for people to throw out their garbage so they could pick out the garbage.
Whatever they were doing, I don't know. But this woman didn't want to enter her PIN in case a black person saw her PIN and did something with it. I don't know what.
Confiscated her car.
I guess so.
And then used it to buy more Sonic.
I guess so. So that was interesting, to say the least. But yeah, it's good. Mozzarella sticks are outstanding.
Gonna try them tonight.
Yup.
Mm-hmm. Can we send somebody?
Yeah, you got people upstairs.
Send your mom.
Wow.
Or your son. Send him a bundle of cash.
Not
yeah.
Just throw him in one of those little tight red and yellow cars. I'll let him take my car.
Steve, you're dry. You're done with your drink already?
Yeah, I'm waiting for more. Where's more?
Oh, you need to...
Release the Kraken!
Whoa! Yeah, where's it at?
I got it right here.
Oh.
Hey, I love you for that, Derek.
But today's show is sponsored by Kraken.
Is it?
Black Spice Rum. No, it's
is
not.
It?
No. We're just drinking it, and a lot of it.
I hope. Well, I don't want to drink in front of it, because it might steal my...
What? Your essence? Your being?
First off, I'm surprised that Kevin hasn't touched his.
What do you mean, haven't touched
I haven't touched them.
I'm trying to enjoy the flavor.
It is very good.
It's delicious. Hey, Steve, while you're up, want to get more chips?
Yeah. I want to eat some
right,
more
so get
of that
chips
dip.
And get more ginger ale.
Juffalo dip.
Unless you want to just drink
Juggalo
this.
Dip?
Unless he wants to whip it out.
I see Steve's butt crack.
Who's they? Clutch? Clutch, you want to see Steve's cock?
Hey, Paul's listening. My future cousin-in-law, Paul.
Cousin-in-law. I don't know if that exists.
I don't know if that's how it works, but, you know. Uh-huh.
Cousin out of law.
Somebody's saying that our website is not working.
At all?
Yeah, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't think so, because it's
what?
Definitely on.
What, Aristocrats Radio?
Yeah.
Dick
What's
cam?
That, Steve? Where's the ginger? In the garage. I think there's one right on the left on the floor when you go in, and there's also another smaller one in the fridge.
Let's see. Aristocrats Radio is
I got it up right
it's
here.
Now it's there.
Yeah,
it took it a little while, but now it's there.
Well, people are probably slamming the website.
Yeah,
the website actually went down the other day.
Yeah, what happened?
Because I got an email. There was somebody from Canada that was basically spiking all of our
Hi, my name is Canada.
Hello. I guess I don't know. Somebody was trying to download every show all at once.
Nice. Really?
And they basically just shut the whole website down for some reason.
Wait, was this after I posted the link for Steve?
I have
no. For the
no.
old stuff? No, that was on mine.
That was on yours.
That's
yeah.
on my site. Yeah.
No, it's just I got an email saying that we had too many requests in a short period of time, so they just shut the whole goddamn site down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because you're on a shared virtual whatever.
And he told me that it's recommended that we store our MP3s elsewhere.
Huh.
Basically saying, we're not welcome.
Take your shit and get the fuck out.
So, you know what? They can eat shit.
They can. They can also shut the website down if too many people download the show.
Eat so, shit.
I don't know. I might have to invest in a better website.
Or just tell them to get iTunes.
Hosting. We can
well, iTunes goes right off the...
Oh.
iTunes downloads from the website. All
right, everybody, stop listening.
Yes. Nobody listen to the show.
Yeah, stop downloading.
What's wrong with you people?
We can host it on either ultimatemk.com or on combatnetwork.com because I do have two sites that that have storage.
Well, if it comes down to that, we might have to do that.
Mirror them.
Yeah. So,
give me some of those fucking chips and dip now.
I made my buffalo chicken dip.
It's great.
Is that off the me?
It does look very good. Yeah. So anyway, anything else going on?
Chips and dip.
So what happened with the groundhog today? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Did he see a shadow? Did he not?
It's Saturday. Yeah. I don't think anybody really cares. No, because if it were a work day, a weekday, it's all you'd fucking hear about.
Yeah.
But just the fact that it's a weekend and this is first time that I ever remember Groundhog Day being on a Saturday.
I'm sure it's happened.
It's never happened before. Ever.
Has to.
No.
Never.
Never.
No. Not once in the history of Groundhog Days.
Physically impossible.
It's true. It's never happened.
Really?
It one time happened on like a leap year Saturday, but that doesn't count.
Oh, Christ on a cracker.
Yeah.
Well, so we don't know. It's been pretty mild, so I think we're going to have an early spring.
Well, that's global warming.
Yeah. Yeah. Lefty. Thanks, Obama.
Actually, I did become the victim of Obama.
Yes.
This is true.
What do you mean?
Here we go.
As we've mentioned, I've been working with Matt.
Yes.
At his place of business. I was informed.
Which is fucking awesome, by the way.
I was informed on Thursday that I am not allowed to exceed a certain. And I'm not full time. I wasn't getting anywhere near full time hours.
Full time hours are available.
Yeah. If I exceeded more than, what was it, 22?
20. Well, the cutoff is 25. That 25 or more is the issue.
Yeah. If I exceed that, then they would have to provide me with health benefits?
Yeah, it would become mandatory.
Yeah, so.
That's because of Obama.
Which is $800 a month.
So, thanks Obama.
You're welcome for your health care.
My hours are now capped. I have health care elsewhere. I don't need it.
Thanks, Derek.
No, Derek, this is the thing.
What? I wasn't listening. What happened?
It's not like if he works 25 hours, the government's going to be like, here's your free health care. No, it's Ultra Spec Cables has to pay $800 a month so that he has benefits.
Well, he can afford it. Kevin can't. That's ridiculous.
I guess it's
a ridiculous amount of money.
Well, obviously, he can't afford it because we can't make him full time.
Oh.
Well, I gotta switch gears real quick. I'm all for Obamacare. Let's do it.
And China is not hot, right?
No, she's not.
Okay. I'm just trying to get where you're at today. There's a porn star that's going to be going into space.
What?
I know, Ron.
Porn in space.
Or pigs in space would also work. Whatever this is.
What is that? Is that what's her face?
I don't know.
RuPaul?
No.
Coco Brown.
Coco Brown. I was going to say, is it that? Who's that one fucking porn star? I think her last name was Brown.
I don't know.
Remember she came up like maybe like 15 years ago in some kind of scandal with somebody like important.
No, I don't remember.
Not important. Who was
Isn't that the chick they brought? That's the chick they had on ECW.
Real quick, completely not breaking news at all.
Oh boy.
He did predict early spring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Go on with the porn.
No, okay. Who was that guy? Remember that British actor who was with what's her face?
Dude, that the chick you're talking about was a chick they brought on ECW a couple shows.
Didn't they?
Remember Stevie Richards trying to get her?
Well, that was the prostitute that got caught with Hugh Grant.
That was it.
What was her name?
Oh, right.
What was her name?
That's the chick you're confusing me with.
Choco Cunt.
Choco Cunt.
Chocolate Pussy Lips. Well, this fine specimen of a woman is Coco Brown, and she's training to be the first porn star in space.
Special woman.
Now, is she going to fuck in space?
I don't know. The 32-year-old star of Black Panty Chronicles 2... And Big Booty Bomb 2.
Big Booty Bomb.
I guess not the original Big Booty Bomb. She has paid £64,000, this is overseas, to be a part of a private Dutch mission due to blast off in spring 2014.
Blast off.
She's an American. She's already undergone anti-gravity training and can't wait to journey 62 miles above the Earth's surface.
I would like to say for a porn star, she does look undergrown because she looks pretty flat.
Yeah, that's kind of the
new
thing,
I think
though.
It's a jacket, but regardless.
Yeah,
I'm seeing a lot of that.
Regardless, there's a good chance she's got dark nipples, and I can't stand that.
Nipples.
But dark
dark nipples.
Dark nipples secrete chocolate milk.
She is not planning to have sex in space.
Then what the fuck's the point?
She got a finger bang.
She just wants to go into space. Dude, if they told me you got 6 months to get yourself ready, you're going to Mars, I'd do it.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd say fuck that shit. I'm going to Mars.
You wouldn't do it because
why not?
Because in training you definitely hit Sonic.
I probably would, and I'd still make it in 6 months.
Hey, can we pull up more pictures of Tommy Davidson with the wig and make it?
I'm assuming you want some risque pictures.
Mm-hmm. Of her? No, please. I'd rather see
China. She got a tiny waist. She looks like she's a very small woman.
I'd rather see China's scarred up, charred up fucking boobs.
Oh, Jesus.
Than this thing.
Narsty nipples.
Unless she has, like, really nice, like...
I can't find anything explicit.
Is she even really a porn star, or is this all bogus?
I don't know. I've never heard of her.
Look at her hands. She's got like ancient old hands.
Ancient old hands. She's like 32.
I think this is just another way for Obama to freak out the fucking the religious right.
Now that you say it, it does look like Obama with a wig.
Oh my God, it is Obama.
Wow.
Really, right?
Look at that chin.
It's a nice cleft on the chin.
She got a butt chin.
Big lips.
There we go.
Oh. That's the same person?
Yeah. See, that's too dark.
I'm going to take that off real quick because we're going to be on YouTube.
Too dark. That's not good.
It really, really is too dark. Too much contrast.
And some nice scars on the bottom.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, I think you can.
Well, she's going to be in space, so she's done more than you guys.
I do.
Speak for yourself.
I wouldn't mind seeing, like a money shot in space. We're just,
oh God, just like
floating away.
Yeah, it just like floats out.
And the girl has to swim up to it.
Yeah, just yeah. Like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Do that again, Derek.
Like a fucking guppy.
Oh my God, that would be funny. Willy Wonka.
Let's get Matt ready.
Burp to get back down on the ground.
Let's get Matt ready to go up there and give us a money shot from space.
Yeah. It would probably go right through the fucking hull of the spaceship.
Wow.
It would be like a photon
shot.
Torpedo.
Yes.
Oh, it's so gross. What if you float into your own jizz?
Oh, yeah. No.
That's just like wandering into a room and there's just like a pile of jizz floating around. Like, what the?
Come on. Don't even need a blacklight for it.
No, it's just sitting there.
Just no gravity jizz.
Dude, you know they had to have done that. They had to have at one point. Like, all right, let's turn all the monitors off. Let's turn all the cameras. And let's just go in the room and do it.
Oh, yeah. If they didn't, they're dumb.
If I ever meet an astronaut, that's what I'm going to say. Do you ever jerk off in space? No, you're dumb.
They're all just in there and, like, just scrapping. And Todd just looked at my dick. No, I didn't.
That would be a pretty good prank. Just have it floating around so somebody wakes up and just gets a face full.
I would like for it to be floating around and then hit it with a tennis racket.
So it just goes into more pieces.
No, yeah. You just use your hand like handball. Just and just smack sperm.
Nice.
Oh, shit. And then it hits the wall and then just explodes into like 14 different pieces of sperm.
It's just going to keep hitting stuff and eventually end up just as individual pieces of sperm all floating through space.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
And it's edible.
Yeah.
In case you run out of astronaut ice cream.
That
what the fuck's that noise?
I don't know.
It's upstairs, though. Clutch says the Milky Way.
I don't get it.
Oh.
Oh,
I really don't. Like the candy?
Like Milky Way, like Milky.
Like the galaxy, like outer space, like jizz.
Like
you could
just
do that.
Jizz stars.
Yeah, if you go like this with it in the air, I'm sure
give
it'll,
it a swirl.
It'll just keep spinning forever.
That would be awesome, like flags, like from football
spiral
games.
Spiral
arms. Like a spiral graph of jizz.
Nice.
In the air.
Yeah, you can make like tie-dye.
I still don't get his Milky Way reference, so you just jizz stars?
No, like the Milky Way, it's like
the name
mind.
Of the galaxy and...
Never mind.
The Big Dipper?
guys, don't talk about fucking astrophysics and cosmology here.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Cosmology.
Cosmology, that's like makeup.
Yeah, it's like makeup and hair and shit. Like nails.
Nobody's talking about makeup.
No, cosmology, not cosmetology.
Oh.
That's a study of the cosmos.
It's a study of cosplay.
Study of the physical relationship with heavenly bodies.
Let's get this.
What is that
thing? Oh, my God.
This handsome fella here.
Hola.
Looks like you got
fucking. Is that Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah.
My name is Obi-Wan.
This is from our friends at The Smoking Gun. TheSmokingGun.com.
Mac, please give us the meaty.
That's all I got.
Okay. When it comes to post-arrest statements, the admissions made by a Texas man arrested for having sex with a horse are a good reminder why suspects should take advantage of their right to remain silent.
She was asking for it.
In a statement given to the to a sergeant with the... Andrew Mendoza, 29, waived his assorted rights and told of a late-night encounter with a brown horse.
His tail was waving me in.
At least the horse was Mexican.
Yes. Mendoza, who had been waiting to hear from his girlfriend, noted that, this is a quote, "I told myself that if she didn't call me, I was going to go next door and mess with the neighbor's horse."
Well, he's a man of his word.
So I guess he wanted her to come over. She's saying no, and he was just like, "Well, you don't come over here. I'm going to go fuck the horse."
He really likes to keep a promise.
Yeah, he does.
So he's honest.
Yeah. Well, it gets better. and then he goes on to say, "I was trying to make the horse have a baby."
Really?
What? "I was thinking it would have a horse man baby."
That's amazing.
And then the quote of the year here.
Can you say it in Spanish, like accent?
No.
Oh,
I was trying to get the horse pregnant.
"I ain't gonna lie, I blew a nut in the horse." And then I got off the bucket and put my clothes back on and left. "I promise that I have not been back over there to the horse since that time."
Okay, so doing it the one time is okay.
Yeah.
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 Isn't there states where that is legal?
Nope.
No.
Wait. So he banged the horse.
Yep.
And then said that he never went back, but he was trying to get the horse pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I busted a nut on her, but oh, I mean, course. I haven't done it since.
Of course.
It was on the pill.
Oh, my God.
What's with minorities trying to get things pregnant and not going back?
I don't know.
I gave her a plan B, man. It's all good.
I punched her in the gut. Like,
dude, that was like a fucking Scottish accent.
I punched her in the gut.
My nose is stuffed today. I'm sorry.
So a nasally Mexican sounds Scottish.
You could probably do a better Mexican impression if you're doing an impression of a Mexican from Minnesota.
Maybe. Yeah.
Go for it.
Wait, Razor Ramon? Yes. Oh, that was a Cuban. That's a Cuban from Minnesota.
Is that where he's really from?
Yeah.
"How you doing? My name is Andrew Mendoza. I busted a nut in that horse, McMahon." And he did.
Hola. Uno.
Strapping looking man.
Too. Uno times.
Uno times.
"Hey, when I'm going to go bust a nut in that horse." In those whores over there. That's what Clutch is talking about.
Oh, is it?
I'm sorry, Stealth. Oh, wow.
What?
Well, there's somebody else in the chat.
What is this?
I looked. All I saw was like something that we didn't type, and I was immediately Clutch.
I told somebody the other day that I can actually speak Spanish sign language.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys knew I could do that.
Let's see.
I didn't even know it existed.
It's true.
Okay.
And I did it, and I can do it right now if you would like to do it.
Hey, I would like to. Yeah, sure.
I'll do it to the camera.
All right. Okay.
This is ready?
Mm-hmm.
Uno.
Yeah.
Dos.
Yeah.
Tres.
That's good.
Cuatro.
Uh-huh.
Wait, as a wrestler, you
cinco.
Only need to know uno, dos, tres.
Okay, wait, so you're just putting your fingers up and saying Spanish numbers?
Yeah, well, I mean, if Spanish guy's seen uno. Like, uno momento, he knows. This is one minute.
Yeah, but that's just one, though. That's not, like...
Okay, well, like, I'll be there minute, in dos minutes.
But you're saying it, though. Like, that's words coming from your mouth, and you're just holding up two fingers.
Watch. This means I want tres chalupas.
Okay, but you're not...
I don't know what's worse, when someone just puts an O after a word, or if somebody just says the word, but in, like, a Mexican accent.
But you didn't sign for three chalupas.
Yeah, look, watch.
You just held the three fingers and said chalupas.
No, this
no, no. He used a credit
Quattro
card.
Quattro blowjobs.
but that's just four fingers. You're not asking for, like, you're not signing for a blowjob. You're not speaking.
No, he signed. He used his credit card. He did sign for it.
Yes.
Oh, so wait, that's not right?
No.
Well, I mean, it's not.
So if I went to Mexico and I went like this.
Well, they'd say oh, that one. Or they'd look up for a very long time.
All right. Well, maybe I don't.
Kev just saved a bit.
Boom.
Okay.
What's up there?
What are they looking at?
They're very superstitious people. They actually believe in like witches and stuff.
They do. Who? Yeah.
They believe in a lot of stuff.
That's because the cartel tells them to.
You better believe.
Jinx, now you owe me a Kraken.
Damn.
Ooh, I love Kraken.
Yeah, I think it's about time to
release the Kraken.
Well, you need a refill?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Well, you can get your fat ass up and get it yourself.
Whoa.
What? Do you want me to get you ginger ale?
Yeah, get the ginger ale in here.
It's in the refrigerator, the other
one? Yes, right. It's a short bottle.
Release the ginger.
Release the Canada Dry.
Hey, so
hey, yo, hey.
AMC on Groundhog's Day does 24 hours of Groundhog Day.
That, really?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it is amazing.
That's got to get old real fast.
Yeah, yeah. Until you watch it for the second time and realize that the movie is just repeating things over and over. So
it is a good movie, but not more than once in a row.
Yeah.
Well, it's very symbolic of the movie because he keeps living the same day.
Yeah.
And you keep living the same movie.
Yeah. You know, Bill Murray is great and all. There's only so many times that.
Ain't I great?
Yeah.
Is it too early for flapjacks? Come on, see, you're laughing. That's cute. It's I can't even make a collie stay. You don't remember that part?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was towards the end.
But,
Oh, thank you, Steven.
Oh, my God, I could drink that whole thing ginger ale right
now. If I had to hear Sweet Vermouth on the Rocks with a Twist again, I would, like, lose my fucking mind.
Phil? Phil Connors?
Bing! I went out with your sister a few times. What was the line? I always fuck it up. I dated your sister a few times, so you told me not to, right?
Something like that. I don't remember.
Got the shingles real bad. And
got the shingles real bad. Now, the shingles are like chicken pox, aren't they?
Or it is caused from the chicken pox virus. It's when it comes back as an adult.
Okay. So they can't just call it chicken pox.
It's definitely different.
The shingles.
Now, I've never had chicken pox.
Itchy, you know, similar to the chicken pox, but like rash and...
See, I'm afraid because I have a four-year-old, and he's probably going to get it, and I've never had it.
Oh, he hasn't had it yet?
No.
Oh, no.
And neither have I.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Chicken pox.
Oh, yeah, I'm immune to it. Thank you.
The actual
what? You're immune?
Yeah.
How?
And I'm immune to it.
You never had it?
Never had it, and I never will have it.
Why? Doctor tell you that?
Well, yes. he fucked a chicken, so he immediately...
Actually, no. a few of my family members are immune, and I've never had it, and then when I... Back in 2000, I worked at a hospital. They tested me to see if I ever had it, and it came back that I was immune.
Oh.
Shingles is actually a form of herpes. Herpes zoster, commonly known as shingles, also known as Zona, is a viral disease characterized by painful skin rash with blisters.
Are you sure you're not reading the Star Trek stuff again from last week?
What?
Zona? What is this?
Oh, this is what it says.
All right.
This is a very reputable source.
Wikipedia.
Yes. blisters in a limited area on one side of the body, often in a stripe.
Yeah.
Once an episode of chicken pox has resolved, the virus is not eliminated from the body, but can go on to cause shingles.
Are we talking about the?
So I guess you had to have had chicken pox to get shingles.
Yep.
Are we talking about the Barbara Walters?
Well, what happened? Did she die?
No, she had chicken pox.
When?
Is that why she fell on her face?
Maybe. She has chicken pox.
Does she?
Yeah.
She's like 90.
No.
Yeah, but if you get actual chicken pox late in your life, it's
you
like...
you can die.
Yeah.
What was that?
Whoa.
I didn't do that. All right. My butthole did.
Okay. It's not... You know what? This is a really obscure reference.
Go ahead.
Obscure reference.
That fart sounded like one of the sounds the monsters make in Rampage, the arcade game.
Oh, wait.
When they fall off the
building. Which you can play at Yestercade.
That is correct.
Okay, let's go.
Maybe we should get Sonic.
Can we go to Sonic, go to a bar, and then go to...
No, no, no.
Oh, I will go to Yestercade after Sonic tonight.
Let's pick up Sonic.
I will.
And take it to Yestercade.
I will do that,
too. I'm down for that, but I do want to go to a bar.
You can go to the Dublin House right around the corner.
Yo!
Local reference.
Are we going to do the t-shirt gimmick this year again? I have a great idea for new design.
Yo, I'm down.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I would like it done, like, better.
Yeah. I'm not going to do them. The amount of money we paid for the t-shirts last year, the guy I was talking to said he would do it for that price. Since we were giving them away.
Ooh.
If we were selling them, it would be different.
Same place, same time?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't see why it should make a difference.
No. We just gave them people that didn't listen to the show anyway.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I think
it's still photo.
I think maybe put the Facebook address on there instead. I'd rather get them to like the Facebook.
Huh? Yeah, we'll talk about this off the air.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, it's like negotiating and shit.
So Americans, apparently,
the new TV show?
A poll. No, which is horrible, by the way, that show.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea what that is.
It's about like lefties like Derek.
Like Derek.
Half of the American population believe that ghosts actually exist.
This is unfortunate.
But, so I guess you're not a believer.
But it is true.
Spooky.
I've seen ghosts. I've seen paranormal activity.
He says he has. But he hasn't. So continue the story.
You're a dick.
Continue.
I thought I saw a ghost one time when I was sleeping. But it turns out I just had a boner and the sheet was standing up.
Yeah. All
right, guys?
I know. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any ghost stories?
Yeah, I have tons of them.
But you don't believe in them or you do?
No, I do believe in ghosts. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if necessarily like I don't think you can see like your grandmother, you know what I mean? But like
you can't like draw the line.
I don't think like you can see the figment of a human. But it's there.
So you believe in the presence of energy in a room that is the energy of a person who
All right, where I work, which is in a school.
Yeah.
A custodian had died.
Oh.
Years and years ago before I even got there.
He got a splinter in his ass from getting sodomized by a mop.
No, actually he had a big fucking heart attack and he died.
A big fucking wiener.
And one time, a couple years ago, me and another guy were working together, and we were the only two people in the building.
All fucked up.
And a barrel, a garbage can on wheels, rolled down the hall.
So we call them barrels?
We call them barrels. Grab the barrel. It was rolling down the hall.
Ooh, I'm a barrel.
We didn't physically see it, but we
Maybe
heard it.
Maybe it was Donkey Kong.
We physically heard it.
Did you jump over
it? Yeah, were you guys in the process of rescuing a princess?
Yes. You're using a hammer.
Yeah.
Being legit, you guys are killing the bit. And it's not even a bit. It's true.
It's becoming a bit now.
It is.
But
I see. This mystery barrel rolls down the hallway.
Yeah, well, we were locking the doors and getting ready. We were finishing cleaning up. And we had about maybe a half hour until we can clock out and leave.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're like, what's that noise? And we heard it clear as day, a barrel rolling down the hall. To the point where we got so scared that we just stood by the time clock waiting to clock out for the last half hour.
So what you're saying is you want an excuse to get out of work early, so you acted like there was ghosts there.
Pretty much. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
We got to go early. There's ghosts.
What?
And then I've just felt weird things. Like all of a sudden, for no reason, my hair stood up on the back of my neck and shit.
Psychosomatic.
What does that mean?
It's all in your head.
Is that what that means? Because that's not true.
No.
We just felt. I just felt the difference. That's all.
I've had experiences, but I don't believe in ghosts per se.
So you've had experiences. So you still don't believe.
No.
You get.
I don't believe in. Well, I.
You're just afraid to say you believe in front of Max and it make fun of you.
No, I've said this many times. I don't believe, but I have said that I've had experiences and I've shared them with you. One of them scared the shit out of you, actually. The one where I was looking in the mirror in my bed and there was a person sitting next to me. You remember that story?
No.
No, you don't remember. Matt, do you
remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember when I
told you that you were gay?
When I was
5 seconds from now.
You're gay. No, do you remember when I freaked out former aristocrat Carly with the ghost story because she had the dog that was like going nuts in the corner?
Yes.
Remember? And I was like, yeah, you got a ghost problem.
Ghost problem.
You got ghost infestation.
And I have to go, so good luck with that.
Yeah, Derek was like, thanks, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks. There was a lot of up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. You know, did you hear that's going on in that apartment? Which really annoys me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I actually saw this documentary about ghosts. Where there was like a ghost in a library.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And it like
I know exactly
it,
what you're talking
it
about.
It left like this ooze, this goo like all over stuff and the guy's making I think they're making the documentary. I don't really remember.
Looked like
it
to me.
Yeah. Like they saw the ghost and the ghost was all like, ooh, you know, and then they ran out and then they had to figure out ways to like
yeah.
Right, this was like the sound right?
I'm not even doing this.
Wow.
That's how weird it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was this big, fat, green ghost that was in a hotel.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 I think I definitely saw that.
It was
pretty
good.
Can you play Huey Lewis in the news, I Need a New Drug, real quick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just play it. I just want you to play it.
Yep.
I do have a better ghost story.
All right.
But, Matt, why don't you believe?
Because there's no actual evidence that it's true. So that's basically it.
There you go.
All right.
You know, there's
every single thing that's ever been quote documented is completely like could or could not be the truth. So
okay, so can
no
you explain to me?
Probably not, but go ahead.
When my grandmother died.
Uh huh.
Okay. When she passed away. The door opened on its own, okay? And the magnets on my refrigerator fell off.
Uh-huh.
In front of 15 witnesses. It wasn't just like me. I wasn't even there. My dad told me about it.
Really? Wait, but you weren't there.
Now, how creepy was that? Can you explain that?
The electrostatic energy that was leaving your grandmother's body just passed through the door and somehow it... Went past the magnets. All right,
so you don't have an explanation.
No, I don't.
You know what? I think he's onto something. Because one time, I was making a sandwich, and when I put the cold cuts back in the fridge and closed the door, a bunch of magnets fell off.
Damn.
So there might have been a dead person in my house.
Could have been.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm being legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe you that happened, but I don't.
Well, see, here's the thing.
I don't think it was a ghost.
I don't think it was.
Well, here's the thing. My entire life, magnetism. I've always been afraid of death. I've always been afraid of dying, whatever. And
a lot of people are.
Well, yeah, that's normal. But and my grandmother knew this, okay? When she passed away.
She decided to scare the shit out of you and everybody else.
She actually passed away as I had left the house.
Uh-huh.
I was gone in my car driving down the street when she died. Okay? And I believe it's she waited for me to leave.
Okay.
Okay, so I wasn't literally there when it happened and whatever. You know what I mean?
I suppose.
And then that's when minutes later, the door opened. This is how my dad explains to me. The door opens, magnets pop off the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. They all run to my grandmother's room. They find out she's dead. And the door closed minutes later on its own. That's all that happens. And then a few days later.
Busted makes me
feel good. A few days later, my dad, my stepmother, they're in the kitchen. Door opens, magnets pop off the refrigerator again. And that's the last time it's ever happened.
So
they think that when the door opened, it was actually my uncle who had passed away before I died.
Wow, we're getting deep now.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Coming to get her. Now,
Derek, I need a new drug.
Here's the other weird things. My grandmother was obsessed with butterflies.
Okay.
She loved butterflies.
Were they butterfly
gardening,
butterflies. I like butterfly flowers.
Things. Derek
like
looks freaked out.
Butterfly kisses.
A couple weeks after she passed away, a butterfly was on my car for a good 6 or 7 hours. While I was at work. So, to me, that's weird stuff that can't be explained.
That's cool, but it's still like... it's
well, that's a great story. It still doesn't prove anything.
It's either like huge coincidence and it fucking means nothing, or you're just like extrapolating all these events and trying
Here's
to tie
thing.
It to...
How those magnets fell off the refrigerator tons of times. You just don't remember because it was just annoying at the time.
It's the only two times I've ever done it.
And there's been several times where there's been butterflies on... all your shit, and you just never noticed because
all your
actually,
shit.
Actually, in all honesty, the butterfly was flying around my car when I got to work, and then I actually said to it, you know, hey, Grandma, what's up? You know, just because that's the first thing that pops
and
in my head.
And turned to him and said, hey, Steve, what's going on?
And then it said, yo, one love.
One love. What's up, bitches?
But no, then it just perched itself on my antenna. And then when I left work, it was still there. And then it flew away when I got my car.
Okay.
I mean, I don't find...
I have a candle over by the lamp behind you. And it's a little candle, and there's a button on the bottom, and it, like, flickers. It's like an electric candle. And every once in a while, I'll go to bed, turn off all the lights, and the candle will be on for no apparent reason.
Now, your grandfather lived down here, right?
And my grandmother.
And they passed away here?
Not here, specifically, in hospitals, but...
Well.
Yeah. Not down here.
Okay.
Supposedly, ghosts don't typically hang out where they died. So.
Well, see, I heard the opposite.
Oh. If I was a ghost, I'd hang out at Ted's Tavern.
It's not Ted's.
You mean Strikers?
Well, I'd like to picture that somewhere in heaven they're still at Ted's Tavern.
Let me play this for Matt here.
I mean, I do believe that there's something.
All right.
I mean, there's scientific proof that energy leaves the body when you die.
Sure.
Yeah, people shit themselves. Yeah,
well, people in general just generate electricity. Like,
yeah.
So it would have to discharge.
Yeah, like Raiden.
No, well, not exactly. But like when you die, and you're basically like when your engine shuts off, you know, it's like the energy has to dissipate somewhere. Yeah. It doesn't just like absorb into your skin and then turn you blue. No, it has to discharge. Just like if you had a live wire and you cut off, you know, the circuit, it's gonna just discharge.
Let's see what this is. This is a mashup of I want a new drug.
I just want to hear the original.
Well, it may be the original.
It's a thriller?
No, it's Ghostbusters.
This is both the songs together.
Both what songs?
Huey Lewis, I Want a New Drug. And Ghostbusters.
Really?
I love how Matt loves this.
Absolutely.
Well, because originally Huey Lewis was supposed to do the Ghostbuster theme, and it was supposed to be, I believe, the music from this song. And some legal bullshit happened, and they wound up getting that black guy to do it.
That black
guy.
And
that stereotypical black guy.
And then Huey Lewis, I believe, released this after. I'm not 100% on that. He might have released it just before the movie. Whatever the case may be, that song, I Want a New Drug, it sounds exactly like the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And it's fucking awesome, by the way.
They both are.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still coming out with Ghostbusters 4 or whatever?
I haven't heard any news.
They're not going to get Bill Murray.
Well, I heard that he was on board for it.
He wasn't. He was. Then he wasn't. Then he came out wearing a Ghostbuster uniform during some awards thing. Then he wasn't again. So, fuck.
What I heard was that he wouldn't do it unless he was dead or something along those lines. Like, he had to be a ghost in the movie.
Oh, he wanted to be the ghost?
Yeah.
That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Stealth 89 says, Huey Lewis sued Columbia Pictures because his came out first.
Thank you.
There you go. And Clutch has a little story here. A couple days after my mom passed, I went back to my house to check on things, walked into the kitchen, and smelt an actual full-cooked meal. That could have been your upper lip, Clutch.
I'm whoa.
Just saying.
I smelt an actual fully-cooked McRib.
I feel I smell a fully-cooked meal every time I burp.
And I just...
And then he goes on to say, my mom had been out of the house for close to a year, and my neighbors never go into the house. So he just... He might have been having a stroke.
Wow.
Clutch had wiped his face with his shirt earlier after eating a McRib.
A fully cooked McRib.
A fully cooked yoga mat.
There, from 18 days ago, there is a story on IMDb about Ghostbusters 3.
Okay.
Titled, 9 Actors to Replace Bill Murray.
Nice.
It's finally 2013, and you know what that means. Ghostbusters 3 will be filmed this year.
Ooh, can I guess which actor is on there?
Probably, maybe. What do you think?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Can you give us a hint? Is it like an old actor, like his age, or
Ryan Reynolds?
Someone to replace him completely, like a new actor?
Rather than just have a list, this has a huge story. So hold on.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get to where the actual names are.
If you got Ryan Reynolds in this room right now, on camera, I'd blow him.
Clutch put, cool, glad I shared a story. Fuck sticks. Oh, Clutch, we love you.
Does anybody not care that I would blow Ryan Reynolds on camera right here?
Hold on, Steve.
No, I've heard that so many times.
Steve, get a close up face. Get your face right in that camera and demonstrate on microphone what you would do to
Ryan.
No,
I'm not going to demonstrate on microphone so you can get a rod.
A rod.
A rod.
Anyway, where are we at?
We've all heard stories about Murray not wanting to have anything to do with the reboot of the franchise. Reboot.
He doesn't want free money? What, yeah. Like what?
I think he's got enough.
No. Never.
Never?
Never.
It's Bill fucking Murray. It's,
yeah.
Legally, his stake in the franchise is supposedly void because of all rejections he's made at offers from everyone else working on the project.
Okay.
And then we have the list. Number 9, Bo Meerchoff.
No idea.
Bo isn't a recognizable name yet, but he could blow up any day now. He started out in sequels, Scary Movie, Scary Movie 4, The Grudge 3.
Wow, people who come into a series that far in typically are not that well known.
He was on Desperate Housewives.
Oh, there we go.
Well, it seems to be all they have listed for what he's done. And
I'm thinking Ryan Reynolds. That would be good.
Yeah, I'd fuck.
Wow.
Nicholas D'Agosto?
D'Agosto?
Maybe. D apostrophe A-G-O-S-T-O.
D'Agosto?
ER, Boston Public, 6 feet under, without a trace, cold case.
Boston Public?
To replace?
Okay.
I'm guessing because they said it's going to be a reboot.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Jesse Eisenberg?
Nope.
Social Network.
Oh, actually.
Zombieland.
Actually, oh, I know him. And Derek can do an imitation of him.
Jesse Eisenberg?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing? My name is Jesse Eisenberg, the governor of Minnesota, and apparently I'm Jewish, McMahon. I don't know much about him.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Eisenberg, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah, he actually could be Swedish.
Zombieland.
Yeah, he was like the main character.
Yeah, okay, I know now.
A film that also had
By the way, Murray. I have a strikingly good resemblance
to
Woody Harrelson.
No.
What?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I do. I can do
something. I was once told I look like a bloated Woody Harrelson.
you actually just look like a bloated.
A bloated.
You look like a bloated Elvis Costello.
Yes. I'll take it.
He will take it.
Elvis Costello was already bloated.
Wow.
Someone more bloated.
And his nose is much bigger than Derek's.
It's very big.
This is a
his nose rivals fucking Ringo's. It's up there.
I don't know about that.
It's pretty close.
I don't know about that.
Jimmy Fallon, Shia LaBeouf, Dave Franco.
Oh,
Jimmy Fallon. Why is he a legit consideration for anything?
And number 1, Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad.
No, definitely Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, thank you.
The only guy I really care about, Aaron Paul.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. And then the other news associated with Ghostbusters 3 is that Arnold Schwarzenegger is promising Twins 2.
Twins.
I don't know why that's
twins,
on there.
Twins
but
3.
That's awesome.
Ooh, why is Jack Black on the screen?
There was never Twins 2, right? No, Triplets.
Triplets?
Yeah, it's Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That came out?
That's coming out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's coming out? What the fuck was that noise? By the way, Danny DeVito's hilarious. Sure.
Schwarzenegger has been making this claim for some time, and we've yet to hear any information from either Danny DeVito or Eddie Murphy.
Clutch says he is no longer contributing to making our show entertaining.
Oh.
He's mad?
Yeah, he's mad at us for funning on him.
Wait, who's Clutch again?
Oh, shit.
Which one's Clutch?
Damn.
He was the white one, right?
Well, apparently he can pitch, but he can't catch.
Is that some kind of gay thing?
Oh, stop it, Clutch. Have a McRib. Calm down, all right? Calm down. Go get a McRib and come on back and listen to the second half of the show.
Is that like a segue to...
Oops. And I'm sorry for your loss.
To break?
There you go, Steve.
No, not yet.
Look at that hunk meat.
Right there. How's that working for you? That's your new that's your new Peter Venkman.
He is my own personal Viagra.
That's really gay.
Wow. He's not even like incredibly good looking.
Look at the pictures of him from Blade and you'll jizz.
What? No. Like, fucking.
Matt,
like, I've seen some handsome men in my life. Matt, pull, he's not one of them.
Matt, pull up pictures of him in Blade.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Zero gravity floating jizz because of Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, man, overload.
He is my version of every female's Ryan Gosling.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
Look at this fucking man.
Man, look at this piece of fucking meat.
There you go.
Ooh, look at that. He's in a towel? His
fucking pecs.
Looks like boxer.
That picture right there.
Which one?
Yeah, that right there. With a little bullet hole in his chest. Yeah.
This one right here? Yeah, like that.
You're so gay.
He is very gay.
Come on, tell me you wouldn't jizz your pants over there. If you were gay.
No.
If you were gay.
Look at his triceps.
If you were gay, like
there
me.
There you go, Steve, right
look,
there.
Look, look, look. Can you get me a surgery to give me that?
If you got a hard-on for dudes, wouldn't this do it for you?
A hard-on.
You wouldn't fuck him, Kev, if you were gay?
No. I'd
look at
no.
the V. Shut up.
So wait, like if you were gay, then you'd rather fuck like a fat dude?
Yes.
Oh. He's into bears.
He's into bears.
What's like okay. John Goodman?
Dude, John Goodman's hilarious.
He really is. He can do no wrong in my book.
No, he really can't. I actually feel bad for him.
So
why?
Because he's fat.
So enough with the gay. today is...
oh, here, there's a picture of a chick here. Let's go with that.
Today, God gave us a wonderful thing.
Who is that?
Shakira.
Oh, my God.
Is it her birthday?
It is her birthday.
Oh, and she just gave birth.
Wait, let's guess how old she is. Go around. Go around.
How old?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, that ass is ageless.
I'm going to go for a specific number here. I'm going to say 34.
Okay, Matt?
35.
I'm going 40.
Kev, what do you got?
I'm looking at the...
You trying to figure it out?
Yeah.
Doing the math?
It is,
she was born in
70. In 1977.
So she's 36.
36.
She just turned 36?
Yeah.
February 2nd, 1977.
I don't know if you guys realize this, but I just farted.
Yeah, we heard. Sorry.
She's amazing, by the way.
Well, yeah. What I hear about Shakira is that her hips don't lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's what I understand.
She's starting to feel you, boy.
I would like those hips to tell me
now
right
she sings
to my
like
face.
Oh, my God. She sings like Kermit the Frog a little bit. She's
who cares?
Little, oh, my hips don't lie.
It's the accent.
She sounds ridiculous.
Just do what I do. Fucking mute the TV. Start scrapping.
See, I don't know. I don't know if you know this or not, but the internet has pictures of naked women.
What? It
does.
I know.
So I don't have to just sit on MTV and wait for stuff to happen?
And
so
you know what? Those old Sears catalogs? Throw them away.
So are you saying that on the internet?
Sears, you're into classy women.
Yeah.
I stick you to Caldors and Bradleys.
You can get me a naked picture of Shakira?
Of her, I don't know. Maybe a photoshopped one.
See, the thing about Shakira is it's the Spanish voice that she's singing in English, so it like... It kind of throws it off a little bit.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure when she sings
like
in Spanish, it's much more appealing. But I know what you mean.
By the way, there's a magazine I saw today at Target with Miley Cyrus on the cover.
Okay.
Her current hairdo is fucking...
Smoking hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's bring this up.
She is probably... She just moved up to number one.
Really?
Yeah, she really.
I can't remember what covered it. It might be People.
Real quick, I'm gonna.
It's not the short one, right?
This is
short hair.
Yeah, the short one.
Right now, currently on the pic, the color doesn't matter.
Wait, there's Shakira with the pregnant.
Oh, all right.
One of these.
No longer attracted to her.
No. Kind of right. Kind of the blonde one right there.
This or this.
Kind.
What like the pink hairstyle?
This.
Like, yeah, right there. That's not the cover, but that's basically what it is.
Fucking headshots.
Oh, she's hot,
dude.
Get
some titties in there.
How old is she?
She's like 27 now.
Is she?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, she's 20-something.
Huh. Keep thinking she's still like a little kid.
Well, not no more.
They grow up so fast.
I mean, the actual cover, I mean, it could be People right now. It might be the magazine. I don't know. I have to go look again. But the actual, like, that picture, wow.
You're going back to the pregnant Shakira on here.
Fuck
look at
that.
How radiant she is.
Radiant.
Shakira? She ain't better than Miley Cyrus.
Sure she is.
You had to bring a pregnant picture.
Miley Cyrus seems like the type that would just grab your dick.
Oh, yeah.
And just fucking destroy it.
You don't bite
it off and like, spit it
like
out of your face.
She will make it to the point where it is fucking raw and chafed.
I just want to tell her to shut up.
Yeah, I'm a Miley Cyrus.
I feel like she's the type that would make you think that she really wants to blow you.
Now she is
make you think that she does.
Like not only is she doing it, but she really, really wants to do it.
Hey, you know what I like about Kraken? My feet are numb.
What?
Yeah, I like no blood flow down there.
That could be diabetes.
Could be diabetes.
All right, back to Miley.
Now correct me. She is Hannah Montana?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
AKA the child of Billy Ray Cyrus.
Look.
Yes.
Look, I could die a happy man right now.
That's why you like her. She's Billy Ray Cyrus's.
Fuck him. But if you can get her and Selena Gomez to dyke out.
I'm not digging the Selena Gomez.
I think Nickelodeon would explode if that happened.
Well, they're both dumb in Nickelodeon, so what does it matter?
You're getting all defensive. Yeah, well, she doesn't do that anymore. She's a real woman.
It's okay for her to fuck.
Ex-post reputation.
Matt, pull up a picture of Selena Gomez. Tell me why you don't like her.
Derek can do it.
All right, Matt.
Not a fan of her.
Yeah, that's my bitch right there.
Let me get Miley.
Yeah.
I much prefer Shakira, who I'm going
back
to right now.
Bye,
Miley. Even writing Shakira.
I'm kind of into...
See, now, Selena, she still looks like a child to me.
Yeah, but she's not.
She has a baby face.
She does. She's very young.
Yeah.
She's not very young. She's like 21, 22 now.
Is she?
Every picture here, and I'm scrolling through, she looks like a child.
Yeah.
All right, but...
I put a finger in her dumper.
But she's a hot child.
Let's get an age on her.
Yeah, please. Go to her Wikipedia and tell me how old she is. I guarantee you she's at least 20. Which, Matt goes, he don't care about 16-year-olds. So what's the difference with 20?
I'm she is 20.
That she looks like a child. There's a difference between being younger and looking like a child.
Okay, well, she is 20.
She's 20, and she looks like she's about...
She looks like she's 14.
Yeah.
She was born in 1992.
So
yeah, that's fucking... That's weird.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Look at those things.
She's got a fucking crazy mole here.
I would bite that off.
That's skin cancer.
She's flirting with a melanoma.
Dude, I would take... All right, look.
Diagnosing her now.
I would take my index finger and my thumbnail and peel that off and eat it.
No.
I would. Look, Miley, if you're listening, and I know you are, if you want that mole off
That's
your
Selena.
Right titty done.
That's Selena.
Selena.
Not Miley.
That's whatever.
You know what I like about Kraken?
Yeah.
You're funny.
I can't think straight. All right. So, wait.
Selena Gomez.
Listening?
This is Selena Gomez with the cancer mole.
No, it's not cancerous.
Look at her face. She looks like...
Yeah, she does look like a little kid.
What's her name?
Oh,
Rebecca Black.
Oh, that's not even... That's
Roberta
not even,
Black.
Roberta
Black.
Zoom out, right?
Yeah.
See that body?
Yeah.
Imagine it without one tit. that's the future.
That's what you're going to live
that's
with.
That's the future. First off, that's not a recent picture.
Okay.
get a recent picture.
I don't know. I don't. They all look the same.
Let me tell you. I'd like to put two fingers in her box and one in her anus and use her as a bowling ball.
I'm gonna put 2012.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Please. No. 2013. What the fuck?
No. Go back to looking up Selena Gomez 12 because that'll probably get
we'll get more pictures for that.
All right. So she has to be of age here because I can't imagine anybody taking a picture of a 14.
Well, you don't know about that.
She still has a fucking cancer tit.
Nice, and it'll never go away.
There's the name of the show, Selena Gomez's Cancer Tit.
Nice.
I think we could put that up on iTunes.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God.
So you wouldn't want her and Miley to dyke out, and you wouldn't get off to that?
Would I give it to her? Absolutely. Yeah, but am I a big fan of her? Not really.
Huge fan. I'm not going to buy her CDs.
Oh, she's a singer? I thought she was on TV.
She's both. One of those...
Oh, she's like
so is fucking
she's like
Montana.
The second coming of Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, and fucking Hillary Duff, all of them. They all do both, and they can't do both either well.
Wait, who? Hillary Duff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See? Now, if you get those three in a room right now, oh, my God.
See, now,
no,
I'm
Hillary Duff, Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, and Ryan Reynolds, I'd be set.
Now, I know for a fact. Duff.
I'll go for that.
I know for a fact that your children, Steve, your girls.
Don't talk about my kids right now.
That they watch those goddamn shows on Nickelodeon or Disney, wherever it is, right?
Hannah
so
Montana.
You were the creepy dude watching Selena Gomez and Hannah Montana with your little girls just sitting there going, man, I like me a piece of that.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I believe one of your daughters even had a Hannah Montana party. Birthday party.
It was a Justin Bieber birthday party.
Was it Justin Bieber?
Well, they look alike.
Well, he looks like a 14-year-old girl, too. So.
Well, yeah.
I know. We're really pushing the envelope here, making fun of Justin Bieber.
No. Who?
Edgy. Anyway, we're the Aristocrats.
Who do you ever be?
Hey, Green Day did it.
That's true.
And they're punk rock. And
they've been around since 1980-fucking-8.
Wow.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Green Day. Aristocratsradio.com, CWRadio.com, and be sure to check out the Clutch and Wiggle Experience Thursdays. Since we made fun of Clutch, I feel bad now.
And why do you feel bad? We didn't make fun of him.
I don't really feel bad. I'm just saying that.
And listen to the Rabblecast if you want wrestling news every Wednesday night.
Yeah. Of course, Rabblecast, our good friends.
Good dudes there. Good dudes.
And be sure to tune in Thursday for another Aristocrats Radio show where I probably won't be able to feel my feet either.
And by then, the Super Bowl will be over.
Yeah.
Are you dry?
We'll talk about it.
Close? I'm definitely feeling it, though.
I am, too. I can't wait to have more.
I don't think we're going to make it anywhere tonight.
No. Bullshit.
No, we're going to make it. Your dad made a point, though.
What?
Don't drink too much if you're going to go have Sonic.
Yeah, no shit.
Vomit.
We're going to be puking it up with crack. We're going to be releasing the crack in front of
Sonic. I'm going to be puking all over WrestleFest.
Oh, my God.
Is that there, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going.
You still haven't been there, huh?
Sonic
Boom! I walked around there. I never played there, though.
All right.
If Matt can get me in for free, I'm there.
Sonic Boom!
We'll see you guys on Thursday.
Bye.